The Navajo believe the sun is the most powerful deity in the universe. When the moon blocks out the sun, a sort of death occurs. James Jones is a Navajo language teacher at Puente de Hoyo Elementary School in Flagstaff.
They call it Johanna Edasa, or where the sun dies, rebirth of the sun comes along. And during that time, there are certain songs, certain prayers are said.
On Monday, Jones and his students will stay inside with the shades pulled down. Navajo teacher Eileen Ryan will do the same with her kindergartners.
I still hear my mother's voice in my head about the do's and don'ts.
Don't eat, drink, or sleep. Do look down in reverence and pray for renewal. If you don't follow these protocols, you may develop physical, mental, or spiritual problems. The Institute for Diné Culture, Philosophy, and Government says it's also believed that during an eclipse, the sun and the moon are mating. And when the sun is fully bright again, there is a sense of renewal.
Light, I believe, is good, and darkness is not. When you are in the eclipse, it's not good. So you need to shield yourself from that darkness and wait for the light to return.
Many Navajo schools are closed Monday, so families can practice their traditional teachings. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.